So we have the exciting event coming up. Imagine wide open streets in Los Angeles with no cars, but people having fun, enjoying the outdoors and the streets, and then bicycling, playing, or just seeing the sights of Los Angeles. Ciclo Via. They bring people together and connect communities, and they do this all in the streets. And so we're joined by Romel Pasquale. He is Ciclo Via's executive director. Want to tell us a little bit about this background, because I think this is so interesting, how it got started. Yeah. And you were the deputy mayor.
I served as a deputy mayor for energy and environment when Ciclo Via first started back in 2009. You know, so essentially 2009, there were a group of folks who went to Bogota and then they came back to Los Angeles. And in Bogota, that's where the original Ciclo Via occurs. And it occurs on about 80 miles of streets every Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And so they came back and they said, you know, why can't we do this in Los Angeles? Car-centric capital of the world. Let's see. And a group of folks met with me at the time and, you know, with the crazy idea of closing down streets in Los Angeles. And essentially, we said, yeah, let's do it. Let's try it. Let's try this experiment and see really what would happen. And the first event occurred on 10-10-10, you know, almost 7 years ago. And this next one that we're going to have, which is in Culver City to Venice Beach on March 26, will be the 20th one. It'll essentially be, you know, adding to the miles that we've traveled. You know, we've traveled close to 135 miles in those 19 events so far.
Yeah.
And we've had about 1.3 million people participating collectively. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be our third time going on the west side.
And so you're one of the creators of this, that you're responsible for this.
You know, no, there are a lot of co-founders to this. I think I was the one who said yes, and let's see, because, you know, a lot of this is about a partnership with cities.
Sure.
You know, and it's our city streets and it's a public space. And so we certainly were partners at the time.
And it's here to stay. You know, Ciclo Via is a Los Angeles event now. People know what Ciclo Via is. It's popular. And here it is. And here you are. So it's nice to have someone who was on the ground floor of Ciclo Via.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about it, it's become a tradition.
It is.
You know, and I was talking to some kids, literally kids who are now about 11 years old. And they remember when they were kids, I mean, smaller than they are now, going on the first Ciclo Via, and they can't imagine a city and a region without an open streets event like Ciclo Via.
Right.
So essentially, we're creating this new narrative for a whole new generation of people.
That's right. They're growing up with it.
Exactly.
I remember when Ciclo Via started too, and so it was modeled after from Colombia.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
So tell us about the event coming up. It's Culver City to Venice.
Absolutely. You know, it's a Metro-sponsored event. And, you know, Metro has been a strong partner in open streets. And this one is a six-mile route. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no starting point and there's no end point. Essentially, it's not a race. And the streets are not a hard closure as you would get with a marathon. There are points where cars can go through on the intersections. But, you know, imagine an iconic street like Culver Boulevard, Washington Place, or Venice Boulevard. And what does that look like without cars? And so essentially, you can imagine a lot of people, not only on bikes, but people walking in strollers and pedicabs. We're going to be having pedicabs for folks who are not able to go from one distance to another. And that's we're partnering with AARP on that one.
What's a pedicab?
A pedicab essentially is someone is actually pedaling for you and you're sitting in the back behind them and they're moving you from one point to the other point.
So this is a cycling event and it's also an event for people who want to be on the streets to just have a good time.
Absolutely.
It's
the name Ciclo Via does signal bikes, but essentially this is a community event that's about active transportation. So you can be active by skateboarding, roller skating, walking, jogging, and bike certainly is a major component of that. But it's for everybody.
For everyone, and you can explore as you're doing this.
You can, certainly.
What streets are...
So we're going to be,
open.
On the west end, it's going to go on Venice Boulevard until it ends to the beach.
Oh, right.
And it's going to go east all the way to the Expo Culver City stop, which is on National. and Washington, mm-hmm. and we'll be having hubs in between. There'll be four hubs. There'll be a Culver City downtown hub, which a lot of activities, along with a Tellefson Park in Culver City. Then Mar Vista, of course, is right in the middle, and there's an enormous and fun hub there, and then down in Venice Beach. And we're partnering with so many great organizations, including LA 2024, mm-hmm. which is the Olympic bid. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly we're trying to get the Olympics, the dynamic games here, and we're partnering with them to create art along the Venice boardwalk. There's uh-huh. going to be a mural. And then we're also partnering with folks like AARP right. to create this classic game zone. So imagine when we were kids, we'd play checkers. Uh-huh. We'd play Sorry, Clue, Monopoly. Uh-huh. And so we're creating a zone essentially to say, hey, we don't have to be on our electronic games. Uh-huh. We can actually play the games that certainly I grew up on. So we're going to be creating a hub of a classic zone, classic game zone hub.
So there, outside in the street, there's a game zone where you can play. You can sit down and play.
Sit down and play. Yeah. And there'd also be a rock climbing wall, mm-hmm. certainly, that we're partnering with the National Park Service with. And it'll be in Mar Vista. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be working with the farmers markets. Have you ever been to the farmers market in Mar Vista? It's one of the most crowded and certainly fun places. And so we're offering bags, disposable, you know, mm-hmm. canvas bags to those who are going to be purchasing fruits and vegetables and produce. You know, we're really encouraging this healthy lifestyle. So we're partnering with them. And so it's going to be quite exciting because there's so much activity going on.
You can shop, play games.
And when you go down these streets, there's so much new discoveries. Mm-hmm. You know, every time one does a Ciclo Via and you participate, and, you know, I've grown up in LA all of my life, and you realize that there's nothing better than being a tourist in your own city.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And you realize there's so much that LA and its neighboring cities, like Culver City, uh-huh. has to offer to us.
You discover.
You become a kid. You know, there's very uh-huh. few places where it's free. This event is free. Mm-hmm. And when you leave the event, it almost feels like you went to an amusement park, but you didn't pay the hundreds of dollars you would as a family.
Right.
And this is a free event. And you really begin to feel the magic of Ciclo Via. We celebrate our streets. And, you know, especially now, I always think that there are very few places where we can go and think of it as being our happy place.
Yeah.
Ciclo Via is certainly our happy place. And, you know, we need it, especially today.
We do. And it is so relaxing, too, to discover and play in the streets, because these are things that you can't do normally in the streets. You're surrounded by traffic.
Absolutely.
Right. And so it starts at 9, right? 9
exactly.
to 4. For these hours, you know, you are traffic free. You are you're a pedestrian you're on a bicycle, or you're just kind of, you know, cruising around, checking out what's going on.
And if you don't have a bike, you know, you can certainly try Metro's bike share. So mm-hmm. they're going to be launching a bike share in downtown Culver City and in Venice. So you'll have the opportunity to try out those bikes. If you don't have a bike and you want to just participate, they will have them there.
This is March 26th that this is happening?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sunday.
Are Metro stops close? So if you're coming in from a different a city, like if you're coming in from, say, West Covina, but you want to be part of it, take Metro?
Absolutely. The Culver City Expo Metro stop. And, you know, we get folks from all over the region that participate. And for those who haven't experienced it yet, this is one of those opportunities to experience this great feeling of community.
You guys were visionaries when you thought of this, Ciclo Via, to add this to our city and model it after what was already being done. But you brought it here.
Yes, so, you do.
What was that like being deputy mayor of...
Yeah, deputy mayor of Energy and Environment.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was one of the most rewarding jobs because, mm-hmm. you know, this is a city that I love, and this is a city that a lot of us love, and for us to be able to make it more sustainable and more green, despite the reputation of smog and sprawl, uh-huh. you know, LA is one of the most dynamic cities in the world.
It is. People want to come here
and from people
everywhere.
Do want to come here. But, you know, sometimes the windshields of a car and the windows that we're uh-huh. in a car that we're in, we don't get to see really the wonderful architecture and hear the sounds of a city. What I always say about a Ciclo Via is the ambient noise of a car's engine mm-hmm. is replaced by the ambient noise of conversation. Of
That's
people.
A good way to
and
put it.
It's wonderful.
Is there food along the way too?
Absolutely. We encourage folks to visit the wonderful local restaurants, and also there'll be food trucks along the way, but you know, there's nothing better than shopping local and eating local.
Yeah, and playing games.
Absolutely.
You got the game zone.
Make sure you wear sunscreen. Uh-huh. I think that those kids under 18 should be wearing a helmet. And also, you know, it's not a race. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity to really see and feel and experience the 6 miles of streets that are open to you. So it's not about going as fast as you can from one point to the other. So we encourage folks to really just go with the flow.
Enjoy the day.
Enjoy the day.
Yeah, March 26th. And thank you, Romel, stopping by and talking to us about Ciclovia and, you know, for being one of the creators, basically. You know, you were working with the team, but you guys did it. You worked with Mayor Villaraigosa.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, and certainly we look to increase the number of Ciclovia events in the region. So for those who want information, go on to our website, which is ciclovia.org, and you can volunteer. You can certainly get the information to participate. And for those who want to help support and donate, you can do that too.
Perfect. ciclovia.org. And you can find out about this coming up. And then there will be more events too.
Bring family and friends. And there's nothing better than enjoying a full day with your family and friends. And then don't be surprised that you're going to meet a few new friends. In fact, there are stories where folks have met at Ciclovia, got married, and brought their first child to a Ciclovia, all within this period of 6.5 years.
It's generational.
It is. It's transformational.
And transformational. That's good. I like that. So Ciclovia going on March 26th and more events to come. And we appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.